But of course, there are people even beyond marijuana. The people in the bathroom right now are a little late for the show. These seats gone. The show started. Well, see, those are the people who are on the Peruvian marching powder. Yeah. They're sitting up there going, no one can know we're up here, man. Yes, the Colombian dancing dust. We're talking about cocaine. Mmm, what a wonderful drug. Anything that makes you paranoid and impotent, mmm, give me more of that. Isn't it nice that you can do a drug that make you talk to people you normally wouldn't talk to and talk about silly things that you never even say in daylight? Oh, yeah. What a great drug. And there's a wonderful thing called free basing. It's not free, it costs you your house. It should be called home basing. You should just say, it's a lot cheaper. You want to get really high? Take all of your assets, put it on the floor, set it on fire and go, I just snorted my stocks, man. Inflation, whoa, I'm loaded now. Here are some little telltale warning signs if you have a cocaine problem. First of all, if you come home to your house, you have no furniture and your cat's going, I'm out of here, prick, warning. Number two, if you have this dream where you're doing cocaine in your sleep and you can't fall asleep and you're doing cocaine in your sleep and you can't fall asleep and you wake up and you're doing cocaine, bingo. Number three, if on your tax form it says $50,000 for snacks, mayday. You're out of there, baby. You're out of there. And everybody's doing cocaine now. Baseball players having to go in front of grand juries going, yeah, I did cocaine. Can you blame me though? It's a slow goddamn game. Come on, Jack. I'm standing out in left field for 7 innings. There's a long white line going all the way down to home plate. What is that about? Goddamn. I see the guy putting it out going, and that damn music, that third base coach is doing this shit all the time. I don't know whether to slide or do a line, you know what I'm saying? People sliding into home head first. Yeah. You're out. Doesn't matter, baby. I'm up now. Yeah. You want to make the game interesting? I tell you this, you give a little LSD to an umpire, you'll have some fun. You'll be sitting at home plate going, don't steal home, share it. Yay. Now there must be some sports where they don't do cocaine. I mean, you can't think of golfers coked out of their ass in the first tee going, 4, 5, get it out of here. Sitting around that little slow cart going, eh, oh, God, I'm running. And the commentator, he seems to be having problems on the fourth. Why are you talking so low, man? Why are you talking so goddamn low, man? Why are these 300 people walking behind me so goddamn slow? Look in the hole, there might be a snake. Look in the hole. Oh. Golf is one of the few sports where a white man could dress like a black pimp and not look bad, you know what I'm saying? It's a nice thing. An incredible thing. You don't need cocaine. There's another way to get real high and really mess your mind up. It's called marathon running. It's the same thing. You ever see a marathon runner? They got the same look, like, how you doing? I just ran 26 miles. How do you feel? I'm alive. I'm covered in my own shit, but I'm alive. It's really a cheap high because all it cost you was a pair of goddamn shoes, baby. And you never see a guy hanging out by a track going, psst, my man, you need a pair of Nikes? Try one shoe on, do this for a while. Mess you up. Yeah, baby. It was the simplest thing to think about cocaine is they had a documentary where they asked a Peruvian Indian chief, they said, chief, what's cocaine? He looked right in the camera and said, cocaine is our little gift to the white man for what you did to us. You take our land, we give you a monkey for your back. Look.